This is Lori Short, and this is my 10-minute podcast where I share a spiritual insight each week that I hope will encourage you in trying to walk this journey of faith that we are on. And today's spiritual insight is about the decisions that are in front of us that sometimes lead to something bigger than we can see. When you feel that nudge or that pull or that stirring to do something, God could be leading you into a bigger story than the one you see in front of you. And certainly that was true for me after I went through my breakup, my engagement that broke up when I was in my 40s, and my shower gifts were still in the garage of my now ex-fiance. And my wedding dress was in my mom's closet because I couldn't deal with it. And it was at that time that I got a phone call to interview for a job up in Santa Barbara, a church. And my friend called me and he thought I had gotten married. But then he said, well, that's not why I'm calling. We were praying about this new position and your name came up. So immediately I kind of felt this stirring in my heart. And I came up to interview and absolutely fell in love with the church and decided to move at this time. And what I couldn't see is what God had behind that decision. And I think so often we are making decisions in what is in front of us, and God sees what we don't see about that decision. And that is the story that we're going to look at today. It's the story of Ruth. And we saw a little bit of Ruth's story back in one of the beginning podcasts when we looked at Matthew 1, and we saw that she was one of five women in the genealogy of Jesus. But Ruth's whole story is in the book of Ruth, and it's actually a story that begins in tragedy. Ruth's husband has died, and her sister-in-law's husband has died, and her mother-in-law's husband has died. So all three women find themselves widows. And Ruth and her sister are young, but their mother-in-law is middle-aged. And she is actually an Israelite. Her name is Naomi. And she decides that she's going to go back to her people. They are all in Moab, which is where Ruth and her sister were from. And apparently Naomi's sons married Moabites. So somehow Naomi had ended up over in Moab with her husband. But now that her husband is gone, she knows that her only hope for being cared for is to go back to her people who were in Israel. So she makes the decision to go, and she tells her daughters, don't go with me, go back home because you still have a chance at finding a husband. And in those days, having a husband was not just a relational need, it was an economical need because widows had absolutely nothing and they relied on the men in their life to take care of them. And now that Naomi had lost not only her husband, but her sons, she had no means of anybody caring for her. So that's why she was going home. So her two daughters-in-law clearly love her because they're clinging to her in chapter 1 of the book of Ruth. But finally, Naomi convinces Ruth's sister to go back to Moab. But Ruth will not leave Naomi. Somehow she feels called to stay with her. And actually, there's a verse in Ruth chapter 1 that you might have heard in a wedding ceremony. But it's between the daughter-in-law and a mother-in-law. It's Ruth saying to Naomi, do not tell me to leave. I am going to go with you. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. So you can see that God is behind this decision. Somehow Ruth is not only drawn to care for her mother-in-law, who she loved, she's drawn to her mother-in-law's faith. And so she makes this decision to go with Naomi back to her home, back to Israel. And Naomi happens to be from Bethlehem. I'm sure you've heard that city before, because many, many years later, that is the city where Jesus was born. But of course, Ruth could see none of this when she made her decision to go with Naomi. She was just responding to the stirring in her heart. She knew that she wanted to love this woman and care for her. And so the two women go from Moab to Israel. They go to Bethlehem. And Ruth knows she's going to be the one that is essentially the breadwinner. She's going to have to go out and find the food that will provide for her and her mother-in-law. So she goes out into the field, and the Israelites had a practice of when they would glean the fields, they would leave some of the grain for people who didn't have money and didn't have provision, who could come and gather some of those sheaves. And that's what Ruth was doing. And the wealthy landowner that owned this particular land that Ruth was in was named Boaz. And he notices Ruth. And we don't know why, probably because he was attracted to her. And what's interesting on a side note about Boaz is that his mother was Rahab, who was also a foreigner. So you can imagine that maybe he had his heart for foreigners because of his mother. And so God had this whole orchestrated plan. As Boaz looks at Ruth, he's drawn to her. Then he finds out about her. And now he's drawn to more because he finds out that she's there caring for her mother-in-law. And so he's quite impressed with her character as well. And he makes provision for her. He tells everybody to leave her alone. And he makes sure that she has enough to eat and that she is in a place where she can rest and that no other people are bothering her. So he protects her. And so Ruth comes home and tells Naomi all of this. And Naomi does some research, like a good mother-in-law, and finds out that Boaz is actually a distant relative. And so this opens the door for the possibility that Boaz and Ruth could marry. And that is what happens. They marry, and it's this beautiful love story, and they end up having a child. And as I mentioned, Ruth ends up in the genealogy of Jesus, which is the big, huge macro story that is around the smaller story that Ruth is in. And I think that's such a picture of the way that God works in our lives. We make these decisions and we walk by faith, but we have no idea what's behind those decisions. We see what's in front of us, but God sees beyond that. God is at work in the unseen, and he was at work in the unseen of Ruth's story. She went thinking she was making a sacrifice that she would never marry if she went with her mother-in-law, but she went anyway because she felt called to care for her, and she felt called to her mother-in-law's faith. And God had her whole future there waiting for her behind her decision. And that was true for me. When I came up to Santa Barbara, I had heard that Santa Barbara was a place where there were no single people. But 3 years later, I met the man who would become my husband and who was so much better suited for me than the man that I was engaged to. And he had a son. My husband had a son that I ended up raising and becoming a mom and a wife all at the same time. And God had all that for me. But it was behind a different decision. It was behind the decision to go and serve at this church at a time when God had made it possible that I was free to go. And I never would have imagined the decision that I was making and how big it was. But that's how our decisions are. And the other thing that I think Ruth shows us, and my story shows us this too, is that any doubts or fears about what might happen should not dissuade us when it comes to doing what God is calling us to do. Because I've discovered in my life that God works his finest when the evidence is stacked up against him. It's always when it's too late or it feels like it's never going to happen that God's greatest stories unfold. God writes his big stories from our small stories. So we're called to make decisions on the path that's in front of us, and God orchestrates what that path becomes. We won't see everything that God sees when we make the decisions in our faith journey, but we have to trust that if the decision is in front of us and God is calling us to make it, that he has something even bigger in mind than we can see. I hope that encourages you today. Thanks for tuning in.
If you are encouraged by today's podcast, be sure to check out Lori's new book, Faith, Doubt, and God's Mysterious Timing. Lori also has a new 10-week video study to accompany the book, which can be found on Right Now Media and LoriShort.com.